Now, we expect lousy weather this time of year and short days and long dark nights, but there are a few things that pick us up this month. Seth MacFarlane has an idea.
I'll keep you warm in December.
It's hard to believe that smooth voice is the same one that comes out of the raunchy talking teddy bear in the Ted movies, but it's the same guy. It is indeed December now, the month of Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's Eve and Kwanzaa and a few other important days. And it is a month packed with arts events on stage and in galleries. So this is the final First Friday of the year and our final First Friday arts segment. It's all listener-driven. You call and tell us about arts events going on near you. Just call us at 800-838-3760 and tell the region about your event. You'll have to wait just a minute. All the phone lines are taken at the moment. Let's start with Ed at Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. Ed White, welcome to The Exchange.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. And I'm calling about the annual Christmas concert by the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. They are a 60-voice semi-professional choir and conducted by Dr. Paul French on the SOU music faculty and in his 28th season as choir director. The concerts take place at the SOU Music Recital Hall in Ashland on Saturday night, December 16th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoon, December 17th at 3 p.m. Paul's put together a wonderfully festive concert for chorus, organ, and brass instruments. It includes ancient pieces from the medieval and Renaissance eras, the 14th and 16th centuries, respectively. There's also a whole host of contemporary Christmas pieces from 20th and 21st century composers, including such prominent artists as the English composer John Rutter and the American composer Eric Whitaker. And sprinkled throughout the program, there are such familiar carols as Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Angels We Have Heard on High, and a lively version of Joy to the World closes the concert with brass accompaniment. The concert includes an arrangement of a traditional Jewish folk song titled O Hanukkah with sparkling Mideastern modal harmonies, and there are two settings of the Ave Maria written seven centuries apart. The medieval version is from the 14th century, and it opens the program, and there is a soft and lovely 21st century version by Welsh composer Paul Mellor. So it's a wonderfully varied concert.
It was a fun concert last year. It was rather astounding at moments even. Did the audience get to sing along again this year, Ed?
I don't think they do this time because the familiar carols are arranged for brass ensemble and sometimes for organ in addition to the choir. But if Paul turns to you, by all means, be ready to sing.
All right. Southern Oregon Repertory Singers Christmas Concert, Saturday the 16th at 7:30, you said, and Sunday the 17th at 3 p.m.?
Right. And, Jeff, I also have one other concert I'd like to talk about.
Okay.
This is the annual Christmas concert by the Southern Oregon Concert Band.
Uh-huh.
This is a 50-piece band, which includes some members of the Ashland City Band and the Rogue Valley Symphony. The concert takes place in 2 weeks on Friday, December 15th at 7 p.m. in the auditorium of Central Medford High School at Oakdale and Monroe Streets. The program includes settings of such traditional carols as Hark the Herald Angels Sing, I Wonder as I Wander, and a medley of four English carols arranged by the British composer Gustav Holst. And it also features some popular settings as well. It includes White Christmas and music from A Charlie Brown Christmas, and a medley of such pop carols as I'll Be Home for Christmas, Chestnuts Roasting on the Open Fire, and Winter Wonderland, arranged by Sammy Nestico. If you enjoy band music, this will be the only public Christmas concert put on by a concert band this December in the Rogue Valley, and we're also sharing that concert with a handbell choir, the Rogue Ringers.
Okay, that's a big evening then, Friday the 15th at 7 o'clock at Central Medford High School.
Yes, thanks, Jeff.
All right, thanks, Ed. We got a twofer from you, though, so appreciate you joining us here on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. That frees up a phone line, 800-838-3760, to join us on First Friday, 800-838-3760. Next stop on our First Friday Arts Tour is Wairika with Liberty Arts and Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Oh, good morning, Jeffrey. Well, Liberty Arts will present the work of three artists in our upcoming exhibit on December the 8th from 5 till 7 p.m. with an opening reception. Dunsmuir resident Candace Miller will delight guests with her mixed-media cabinets of curiosities using found and sculpted objects and a wall tableau of otherworldly creatures. The cabinets include assemblages of found objects and sculpted shapes, and the creatures are sculpted of plaster wrap, papier-mâché, and paper clay over chicken wire, and then painted. Wairika artist Bill Durovchik designs and makes interactive mechanical objects using technical precision with style and humor. His playground is the land of mechanical intricacies where he finds, and I quote, great reward in creating a more elaborate method to accomplish less. The joy in viewing his work is the interactive nature, inviting the viewer to play. And thirdly, it's the award-winning Corvallis artist, Yuji Hiratsuka. And he blends the old Japanese tradition and modern Western elements using a special printmaking technique, which is a combination of intaglio prints and etching. And it's whimsically updated to explore the East-West chaotic existence using satire and irony. So the three of the artists use playfulness, cheeky juxtapositions, and humor to create a dialogue with the viewer.
Sounds like a fun show, and it starts December 8th, you say?
Yes, it should be fun, and it's at Liberty Arts, 108 West Minor Street, Wairika.
All right, Barbara, thanks for joining us once again on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right, take care. So we have a couple of phone lines open now, 800-838-3760 to call in and drum up your arts event, 800-838-3760. Vajra, I assume in Sunny Valley. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange at First Friday Arts.
Yes, good morning, Jeffrey. Yes,
hi.
In Sunny Valley. Hi. The Archetypal Theater, which is a new theater that my husband and I started last March here, based mainly in Grants Pass, but serving all of Rogue Valley, we are presenting an evening of Christmas classics, an evening with humor and heartwarming stories, if family-friendly. We're going to be presenting O. Henry's The Gift of the Magi. It's Reader's Theater style.
Mm-hmm.
The Gift of the Magi. Truman Capote's A Christmas Memory, and Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and some humorous stories from letters from children, those beautiful, funny, unintentionally funny, innocent letters from children to Santa Claus,
uh-huh.
And some other pieces, and a musical surprise. We have a musical surprise slipped in there, and this is going to be next Saturday, December 9th. At 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Center in Grants Pass, and that is on E Street, E as in everybody, E Street, just west of 6th Street, the Unitarian Universalist Center.
Okay.
$7 to $10. Children under 12 are free.
And that's Archetypal Theater, 7 o'clock on December 9th at the Unitarian Universalist Center in Grants Pass.
Right, and our readers are Richard Eisner, Richard Hack, and Amy Fox, all very popular actors from the area here in Grants Pass, and myself.
All right, sounds like fun. Okay. Vajra, thanks for joining us to tell us about it on First Friday Arts.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to Kristen at the Rogue Valley Symphony. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange and First Friday Arts.
Good morning, Jeffrey, and happy December to you.
Happy December to you.
The Rogue Valley Symphony will be beginning, I guess, the holiday season this year, musical events tonight. So we are presenting our kind of reimagined holiday program. Martin Maiku said it will have a distinct holiday feel and will cover styles from Baroque to contemporary, such things as Sleigh Ride, Bach's Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, Mozart's Exultate Jubilate, and lots of Christmas carols.
We actually have a little clip of the Mozart Exultate Jubilate. It's hard to say. I almost want to say Jubilee, but that's a beer. Let's hear the Mozart. There's just a taste of it there. So this is so you got some vocalists along with the symphony.
We do. We have a wonderful soprano, Laura Portuna, and she will be joining us on that Mozart piece, and also this unknown but really beautiful Glière concerto for coloratura soprano, which means lots of high acrobatics of her voice. So we are also joined with some talented young singers with the Rogue Valley Children's Chorus who are joining us for some pieces as well as the carols. And so our concerts begin tonight, and this is a little different than our normal setup. So we are tonight at 7:30 in Medford at the Criterion Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night we'll be in Ashland at 7:30 at the SOU Music Recital Hall, and Sunday at 3 p.m. in the Grants Pass Performing Arts Center. And people can call the Rogue Valley Symphony box office to get their tickets at 541-708-2000. 6400 or visit our website, rvsymphony.org.
You mentioned this is a little different. So are you doing the cities in a different order this time?
They are in a different order. Our normal venues are not happening in that order. So tonight in Medford and tomorrow night in Ashland.
Okay, and then Sunday in Grants Pass at 3 p.m. at Grants Pass High School Performing Arts Center.
That's right.
Rogue Valley Symphony. Okay, thanks for giving us the rundown on what's happening with the RV Symphony, Kristen.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to boost your arts event to the listening region. We do extend from Mendocino to Eugene and all points in between. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your arts event at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. We welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange and First Friday Arts, Valerie, the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Welcome back.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So, we have now open at the Cabaret the romantic comedy musical, and it does have holiday cheer, She Loves Me by Sheldon Harnick and Jerry Bock, who also wrote Fiddler on the Roof. So their score is just the most beautiful score. It runs now until December 31st. And then we also are having our traditional now third year running late night cabaret called Naughty But Nice for the holidays. And that is on December 15th at 11 p.m., and December 22nd, also at 11 p.m., and it's a really short little variety show for adults, and there's singing and dancing and comedy and drinks and food available, and that's only $10 if you call ahead. So you can go to OregonCabaret.com for tickets or call the box office at 541-488-2902.
I am always intrigued by the late night shows at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. So what kinds of stuff do you have available for the Naughty But Nice?
Well, this year we're doing, I know someone's going to be singing Santa Baby.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be singing a very funny song called Surabaya Santa about Mrs. Claus and how upset she is at Santa. We're also doing a couple dance pieces. We're also doing a couple comedic sketches in the holiday cheer, kind of Saturday Night Live-esque. So,
all kinds of fun stuff. Okay, and how are ticket sales going for She Loves Me? Another, usually when we talk to you and the show is already off the ground at Cabaret, there are a few tickets left. Is that the case with She Loves Me?
She Loves Me selling very well. We tend to sell better towards the holiday, towards Christmas, because everybody's family's in town. So we do have tickets available for this weekend, especially Sunday evening and Monday. And then for also next weekend, any night except Friday, Saturday night, we do have tickets available.
All right, so so She Loves Me runs till December 30th or 31st?
31st.
Okay.
New Year's Eve, we have a show, yeah.
And the Naughty But Nice shows, 11 p.m. on December 15th and December 22nd.
Correct.
All right, fun stuff as always from the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Valerie, always good to talk to you.
Thanks.
All right, take care. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone lines are available for you to talk about arts events coming to your town. 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. We welcome now Mike from the Brit Festivals on that cold, cold hillside. I suspect you're not talking about anything outdoors this time of year.
Oh, no. In fact, I am not calling about any Brit events that are happening in December. However, we have lots of really great gift ideas.
Okay, like what?
That's where I'm going to start. This morning we are putting on sale tickets to our 2018 Valentine Gala. People who've been to this before know that it's an exciting event. It's a benefit for the Brit Orchestra. And performing this year will be Teddy Abrams, our conductor and music director, and Brittany Simpson, who is a local, well, not local, but she's known locally. She's a vocalist who has performed and acted with OSF. For several seasons now. She's also been at the cabaret playing a part. She has sung on the Brit stage with the Brit Orchestra back in 2016 when we did Shakespeare in Song. She's got a wonderful voice, and we think this is going to be a really great evening. It's going to be a fun dinner and music, and we'll be talking about the orchestra season at the same time.
Brittany Simpson's been in a couple of important shows at the Shakespeare Festival, hasn't she?
Yes. She's. I had a whole list, but she's played in Beauty and the Beast and The Wiz, amongst other things.
And she was in the one with the Go-Go's music a couple of years ago, which and the name of which I forget at the moment. But she was really good in that, as I recall, as Mopsa.
Yeah. So we're really excited to have her coming on board for that. Tickets for this, we have a couple of different levels. We have platinum table seats that'll be closer to the stage for $200. Gold seats are at $150. And we even have a few concert-only balcony seats. Those will be running at $50.
Okay, and the event is actually when again? I want to make sure we're clear on that.
It's on Valentine's Day, February 14th. It'll be out at Bingham Knoll this year in Jacksonville.
Okay, I was going to chide you for calling about something on Valentine's, but then I remember that we're already starting to plug the JPR wine tasting, which is the day after Valentine's.
Oh, yeah, you guys started like 2 weeks ago.
You noticed that, yeah.
Well, as marketing director, I need to pay attention to this sort of thing.
Right,
yeah,
right.
We do have a couple of other gift ideas I'd just like to throw out real quickly.
Sure.
Membership is a great thing for the music lover in your life. And this year, it is very important to know you want to become a member early if you want to take advantage of early ticket sales. We're going to be announcing shows starting in February this year instead of waiting all the way until April. We'll be having an announcement in February, one in March, one in April. Those dates have yet to be set. But if you want to take advantage of pre-sales as a member, it's time to become a member or buy a membership for your loved one who loves music.
Okay.
So I thought I'd just throw that one out there. We also have seat sponsorships available with the new seats that are going in. So lots of gift ideas for under the tree.
Okay. Things quiet at the Brit Festivals at the moment, but certainly thinking ahead to later on in the year. So thanks for joining us today, Mike. I appreciate talking to you.
Sure thing. Oh, BritFest.org.
BritFest.org. Okay. Thanks for that, Mike, at the Brit Festivals. Let's go to Dan at the Camelot Theater in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our first Friday art segment.
Very good afternoon, or good morning.
Holidays to you.
Good to talk to you. What's going on?
Well, we are introducing some new talent to the stage in our summer, or kind of our holiday blockbuster, which is Mary Poppins.
The original Mary Poppins.
It is, and we are introducing Stephanie Potter, who's a brand new actress for Camelot, and she's doing a phenomenal job.
And we can let the audience hear a bit of her because Brian O'Connor at your shop sent over some clips. So here's a bit of Stephanie Potter singing Mary Poppins.
You need to find a way to say precisely what you mean. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound.
All right, Stephanie, but the sound of it is definitely quite atrocious, but she sings really, it's a wonderful song. And
she's got Julie Andrews kind of flair to her voice, which is really beautiful.
Absolutely. So this is impressive. So where did Stephanie come from?
You know what? She came from Pascal Winery, one of our sponsors. I happened to walk over there to pick up some wine after the convention audition and didn't think any of it. And next thing you know, she came to the audition and blew everyone away. It was just phenomenal. So she is a student over at SOU. She's also next year doing some Shakespeare plays. She's doing Othello and also Oklahoma.
Othello in Oklahoma. That's good to know. And so when does Mary Poppins open at the Camelot Theater?
Mary Poppins opens tonight, opening night, and it runs 1st of December. So this is our holiday, kind of our big finale for the season. And it runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening performances, Sunday matinees, and then we have added a few new shows on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, the week of Christmas and the week after.
Okay, so you're going to keep that cast busy, it sounds like, through the month of December.
They don't get out much, yes. They do stay at the theater quite a bit.
You did. We kind of lost you in a cell phone drop there, but it runs through the 31st of December?
It does. December 31st is we have a New Year's Eve matinee, and that'll be the final performance of Mary Poppins.
All right.
And then next year we kick off the new season 36 with Spotlight on Julie Andrews, kind of a nice tagline for Mary Poppins.
Okay, and who's going to be singing the Julie Andrews work?
Rose Passione.
Okay, she has done that work before, I noticed, from doing Sound of Music at the Dan Camelot Theater. So, Dan, thanks for joining us at the Camelot Theater and Talent.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Have a great holiday.
You too. Let's move on to what looks like our final call. Dave at Southern Oregon Swing, welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hi, what's going on?
Well, we have our last swing dance of the year. That's West Coast Swing. Mm-hmm. And it's always an oldies dance, as that's the tradition. So songs are 20 years old or better, as we say.
Or better. They improve with age, you're saying.
Of course.
So explain the different West Coast Swing and other types of swing dance. There are differences, I gather.
Yeah, there are. So West Coast Swing is the most flexible kind of swing dancing, so it's done to all different kinds of music. So you can do it to R&B or blues. Yeah, it's done to country. It's done to contemporary, even hip hop. So it's very flexible. East Coast Swing is more the kind of swing that maybe your grandparents did, or maybe your parents did, depending on how old you are. that's more like the Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller type of stuff. It's also a very fun dance, but it's a little less flexible than West Coast.
Okay, and when is the final dance again for the season?
So it's the second Friday of this month. It's the 15th. I'm sorry, third Friday this month, the 15th of December. And it's free if you're 65 or better. And students are also free. If you have a full-time student with an ID, you can come for free. And everybody else is $10. And it starts at 7:30 at the Ashland Grove on Main Street. And it starts at 7:30. And then that's a beginning lesson. Mm-hmm. And then at 8 o'clock rolls into the dance. And that goes to 11 p.m. Again, that's December 15th.
Okay, a West Coast swing dance at the Grove in Ashland, December 15th at 7:30. And I like the fact that the lesson comes first, then you get to dance. Dave, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. And thanks to everybody who called. We'll take you out of the First Friday segment with a revisit to the song we had at the beginning, Warm in December. This time, though, Julie London's version from the mid-50s.
Warm in December, warm when the cold breezes blow. My arms so loving, a kind of oven to melt the sleet and snow. This heart that glows like an ember longs to be loved just by you. If it could be so, then you'd keep me so warm in December too. December